shall receive power. July 22. Youth gifted to be a living channel. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. Every youth should consider himself of value with God, because he has been entrusted with the richest gift that can be given. It is his privilege to be a living channel, through which God can communicate the treasures of his grace, the unsearchable riches of Christ. Our sins may be as mountains before us, but if we humble our hearts in confession of them, trusting in the merits of a crucified and risen Savior, we shall be forgiven and shall be cleansed from all unrighteousness. The depth of a Savior's love is revealed in our salvation. If we will accept this salvation, our testimony will be, we have redemption through His blood. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death. We are more than conquerors through Him that loved us and gave Himself for us. It is here, right here in the world, that our talents are to be used. We are to lead souls to the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. It is our work, and should be our pleasure, to present in our lives the unsearchable riches of Christ. We may make daily progress in the path of holiness, and still find greater heights to be reached. But every stretch of the spiritual muscles, every tax on heart and brain, will bring to light the abundance of the supply of grace essential for us as we advance. The more we contemplate eternal things, the more we shall reveal the merits of a Savior's sacrifice, the protection of His righteousness, the fullness of His wisdom, and His power to present us before the Father without spot or wrinkle or any such thing.